The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
So, we're not yet at the end of January. We're hearing that it's the 5th of March at the earliest before our level 5 lockdown restrictions will be eased. And of course now there's going to be greater restrictions on travel into the country, which means that if any of you were thinking of going out of the country at some stage later in the year on a holiday, might it be more difficult coming back into the country afterwards? Sarah Slattery from the travelexpert.ie. What do you make of the chances of people being able to, in the summer months, when hopefully infection rates are far lower, people have been able to go on foreign sun holidays?
Hi, Matt. Yes, I think it's getting less and less likely as the days go on. I was, I suppose, a bit optimistic there a couple of weeks ago. I've grief booked for myself for July, but every day there seems to be more worries between the vaccine issues, the new variants, and now the new travel restrictions. So my gut would be telling me that it would probably be the autumn or maybe even winter before we can get back to overseas travel at any sort of reasonable level now.
That said, you know, if these restrictions work and get the numbers suppressed, and when we saw the experience last summer, is that it would seem like in common with things like the flu that these infections tend to do their worst in winter months and fall away in summer. But could it be you think that people will still be dissuaded and discouraged from taking a foreign holiday in the summer for fear that they would be perceived as bringing it back?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I actually didn't think that the holiday shaming could get much worse, but I think there's such an appetite now for mandatory quarantine and for people not to travel that I actually think I don't see the government lifting the advice on non-essential travel until a lot more of the population is vaccinated. And while the government are still telling us not to travel and, you know, we have to officially quarantine at home, I just don't think the appetite will be there. I mean, you all have to bear in mind that there is 400,000 people who have holidays booked. And if the flights aren't cancelled, you know, will they get, they won't get their money back. So there will be a certain amount of people saying, you know, they won't want to lose their money and they will want to travel. But whether there's enough to sustain flights operating and, you know, just the demand, I don't know. I think these new variants are having a massive impact. People are just more worried, I think, than they were before, even over the last few weeks.
Sarah, you've brought up a very interesting point there. It's not just people who might have been thinking in the last couple of weeks about booking a holiday to give themselves something to look forward to. There must be hundreds of thousands of people who've rolled over holidays from last year that they were able to get a deal either with their airline to move the flights on a year, with the location, maybe if they were going to a resort or renting a villa or whatever it is they might be doing, or an apartment. But the issue maybe for them is, will that rollover be continued by whoever they'd paid the money to?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, will some airlines, you know, will they let them change again? Will they, you know, I know Ryanair announced today they're allowing two changes now, which is have to travel before the end of October. So, you know, like for families, that's not really much use. You know, they'll want a bit more flexibility than that. And I think, you know, that's going to be a big issue. It may not be necessarily right at this moment, but I would say a lot of people transferred holidays to Easter, for instance, which, you know, realistically isn't going to happen. Whatever chance we have of July, August, you know, foreign travel at Easter really isn't going to be, certainly won't be condoned by the government or won't be allowed. And sure, the guards might be stopping people at the airport at that stage. So, you know, I think you've got all those people who are now wondering, you know, what do I do? Do I change? Can I get my money back? You know, so that's a whole other issue for a lot of people out there.
OK, stay on the line, please, Sarah Slattery from the travelexpert.ie. I want to bring in Elena Fitzgerald Kane, President of the Irish Hotels Federation, because Elena was very struck last week by Francis Brennan of the Park in Kenmare saying that he wasn't going to open up until May or possibly even June, because he reckons that even if the level 5 restrictions are lifted in March, there still will be possibly level 3, which would stop people moving from county to county. So does that mean that even at this stage, the hotel industry is writing off the Easter vacation break, given that Easter is in the first week of April?
To be honest, I suppose, Matt, the narrative is changing and there is a sense of things becoming later, but we're speculating. We only have, I suppose, a sense of what's happening until early March. And I suppose, you know, Francis Brennan highlighted something that's quite important too, is that sense of inter-county travel. So from a hotel's perspective, look, public health is number one. And, you know, we all want something to look forward to. So whether it's going on your hollybobs or whether it's looking after guests and getting back to doing what you love doing. But the reality is, you know, nobody wants to get back into a stop-start scenario. We do have, I suppose, the chinks of light from the vaccination programme being rolled out. However, there are certain things that we need in order to be able to open, you know, sustainably. Inter-county travel is one of those key points. And equally, having a lead time. So I suppose people can plan their holidays, but equally it gives us a sense of what it's going to look like and that as well. So it's really important that when public health is restored to the point that we can reopen, that inter-county travel is permitted. That's critical in terms of opening sustainably, because nobody wants to go back to stop-start or rescheduling, you know, those well-deserved breaks that have been rolled over so many times.
Are you confident though that you still, that there will be a summer market available for you, even if it has to be just simply Irish people moving around Ireland rather than having anyone coming in from overseas venues?
Well, there's much to look forward to, I suppose, in terms of when we reflect of the staycations from last summer. You know, Irish people were amazing in terms of donning the green jersey. But it wasn't just donning the green jersey. I suppose it was a sense of exploring new territory, reconnecting with places. Now, we are seeing bookings coming in, you know, whether it's for Easter or whether it's for summertime. They're not at the levels that they were at the same time last year. But, you know, there is certainly much to look forward to. And it's interesting to kind of see how people's preferences are changing. You know, they're looking for suites, you know, they're looking for kind of big emphasis on outdoor areas, you know, couples are thinking about reconnecting in cities and urban breaks. So it's interesting to kind of hear feedback from across the country. So there is some level of bookings trickling in, but certainly they're not at the same level as they were this time last year.
And what about the financial position of all of the hotels? And also, what are you going to be able to do in relation to looking after staff?
Well, that's, I suppose, what weighs most heavily on us. You know, we do have teams that are on PUP. We do have teams that are in the wage subsidy scheme. And that sense of when are we going to reopen? What is it going to look like? And I suppose government, we are very thankful for what has been put in place, and certainly around the wage subsidy scheme and that. But we do need certainty around where we're going with supports. Some of the supports, like the wage subsidy scheme and the local authority rates waiver, are due to come to an end at the end of March. That's not that far away. You know, there have been anomalies with the CRSS. We would like to see those addressed. But the big piece for us, I suppose, and the bit that probably won't cost government anything, is, you know, banking supports. We saw the EBA give the green light for banking moratoriums, not just for the commercial businesses like hotels and guest houses, but equally for our teams. And we'd like to see that been rolled out for our sector. We did see an announcement from An Taoiseach Sí Laoire Varadkar around it, but we haven't yet seen how that's been implemented. And that's critical, because that's what keeps us awake at night. You know, it's that whole sense of the community. We've 160,000 people who are currently temporarily laid off. It's about restoring that employment, protecting the others. And you know, Matt, it's not that long ago, and whilst it's a very different crisis, in the aftermath of the last recession, tourism generated the most jobs out of any sector in Ireland, and 70% of all of tourism jobs are outside of Dublin. So that sense of regional employment is huge, and that. But we do need, you know, certainty around the supports to get to that point of recovery. It's not just going to be supports. It's about the lead times. It's about being able to open sustainably, and equally that we're continuously improving from a public health perspective, and everybody's a role to play in that.
Okay, some of the comments coming into 0874 100 102. Why are you discussing us all booking holidays? Didn't the government just announce for everyone to stay at home? We want this lockdown to be the last, so let's stamp it out like Australia and New Zealand. Forget about holidays for now, says Matt in Galway. We're talking about holidays in 6 months' time. We're not talking about going on holidays now. We have another one that says, no sympathy for people who booked holidays abroad in the last year since the pandemic started. People are struggling and others have more money than sense. We are in Ireland, an island, only 2 ways in, boat and plane. If we locked down like Australia, New Zealand, we would be laughing now. But, of course, that brings in the question of two jurisdictions on this island and Northern Ireland. I see the New Zealand in the last couple of hours has suggested that they will be keeping their borders shut for the majority of the rest of the year. Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie, there also are listeners who want to know about the position of travel insurance. If anyone was to head off while the non-essential travel is not recommended, would they be covered by travel insurance?
Not if the advice against non-essential travel is there, they wouldn't. Well, most insurance policies wouldn't cover them. Now, if they're going to Europe, there is a European health insurance card. Also, some I know Multitrip and some travel insurance companies do cover you if you were going to one of these countries on the European traffic light system. But now that seems to be a bit scrapped today with the announcement. So I'm not really sure what's going to happen from that point of view. But I think with the latest announcements, I don't think that you're going to get many people travelling over the next while, certainly not on holidays or not for non-essential reasons anyway. But I have had a couple of people message me asking me, all right, that they were due to go and now they can't travel more than 5 kilometres to the airport. And the airlines are saying they're not. The flight is still operating, so they won't give them refunds. So there is a lot of things happening, and a lot of anomalies kind of happening at the moment, and that probably need to be clarified.
But, indeed, because we're getting lots of listener comments, and this one that says we lost €1,100 for flights to Portugal last summer with Ryanair as the flight went, but we didn't go because of the government advice not to travel. We transferred the accommodation to this summer. If we cancel, we will lose even more money. Another one says, my holiday deposit booked for last year was rolled over to this year and will be refunded or rolled over to 2022 if the government advice not to travel is displayed on the government website in May when I need to confirm or change. But I stress it's down to the government to keep the travel advice against travel for people if those people are to get refunds or a change of date. Another one, Donald Amid, says booked a holiday for last July in Holland. The campsite refused to give us refunds but allowed us to move our holiday to this year if we agreed to pay a price increase. Now not looking like we'll be able to go this year either. Still no refunds been offered and prices for next year will probably go up again. We've paid over €1,000 for a holiday week, possibly never be able to take, and yet the campsite will probably be able to resell our accommodation to someone who will travel. I thought Ryanair was bad, but at least we eventually got a refund from them. Happy to holiday at home, but the cost of it here is mad. And to finish with you, Elena, that is going to be an issue. I think a lot of people will be putting pressure on the local hotels and tourism suppliers to provide value for money and fair prices if people can't go abroad this summer.
Well, the key thing is book early. You will get the most choice then. Book direct is a key thing in terms of, you know, ascertaining what's best for you. Shop around, be flexible with your dates. But now is the time to planning. You know, it's not just to having something to look forward to, but you will inevitably have the most choice and you will get the best rates if you shop around and start looking now. And that's my advice. And at the end of the day, we do need that something to look forward to. And we can't wait to roll out the red carpet to each and everyone.
Elena Fitzgerald-Kane, President of the Irish Hotels Federation, and Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie. Thank you both for being with us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.